This is Here and Now. We want to check in on two abortion-related stories in the news right now. In Texas, a grand jury that was investigating possible misconduct by Planned Parenthood has indicted two of the anti-abortion activists who filmed those secret videos that went viral last summer, Sandra Merritt and David DeLeiden. Meanwhile, in Florida, lawmakers are moving forward with legislation that would essentially make abortion illegal there. Joining us for more on both of these stories is Dahlia Lithwick, who covers courts and the law for Slate. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the Planned Parenthood story. Quite the turn of events that the grand jury that was impaneled to investigate Planned Parenthood has instead indicted two of the activists who made those undercover videos. On what grounds?
Well, there's two different counts. There's a felony count of tampering with government documents. The grand jury was not clear at all about what precisely this involved, but folks are speculating that this had to do with tampering with their own ID cards in order to access certain buildings. So that's a felony count that could come with as much as a 20-year maximum jail sentence. The other is just a misdemeanor, and only David DeLeiden is charged with this one. And this has to do with violating laws prohibiting the purchase of fetal tissue. So these are big, big and serious charges.
So where does this go from here?
Well, that's going to depend on in this case, what the Harris County DA decides to do going forward. I think it's obviously unbelievably politicized in Texas. We've already heard Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton saying, oh, no, we're still investigating Planned Parenthood. We still think they entered into criminal activity. We've seen Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying the same thing. You know, Texas is still looking into Planned Parenthood's criminality. So I think we have sort of lots of layers in Texas of defenders of the videos and the integrity of the videos. But certainly, I think just even the act of handing down this indictment, even if it weren't to manifest in a full trial at some point, criminal charges, this is an amazing reversal, as you say, Jeremy, because Planned Parenthood has really, really taken body blow after body blow this year. Since July, since these videos were released, the very notion that not only is Planned Parenthood doing nothing illegal, but that the makers of these videos broke the law is an amazing turn in a story that is almost universally redounded to really the benefit of the makers of the video and hurt Planned Parenthood.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in Florida. Another very interesting story here involving abortions. A House criminal justice panel in Florida yesterday voted to advance a bill that would essentially make abortion illegal in the state of Florida. Tell us what's in it.
Well, this is a bill that I should note for the record that the same bill has come up 7 years, but it's never advanced in committee. So this is a bill that has been relentlessly pursued but never gotten any traction. Now it's definitely getting some traction. It's called HB 865, and it more or less makes performing any abortion or operating abortion facilities a first-degree felony, punishable with 30 years in prison. So this is really an all-out attempt, I think it's fair to say, to just nullify Roe v. Wade, nullify Casey, the Planned Parenthood decision, and to more or less say, we're not going to sit here and fuss about viability, pre-viability, post-viability. We're going to say all abortions are off the table.
How likely is it to pass?
Well, I think it's pretty clear it's not even going to get a hearing in the state Senate this year. So I think we're looking at next year. But the real question is, even if it passes in Florida and becomes law in Florida, it's so clearly in violation, I think everyone would agree, of the law as it stands right now, that really unless the Supreme Court does something shocking this spring when it hears this big, big Texas abortion case, unless the law dramatically changes, this law is going to be, even if it passes, found unconstitutional. And it's also probably just worth flagging that also yesterday the U.S. Supreme Court batted away a challenge from North Dakota.
Right.
And this was a law that would have made abortions after 6 weeks illegal, again, clearly nullifying Roe v. Wade. The court declined to hear that case. That law is now dead in the water. And so I think going forward, you're seeing the Supreme Court is going to be challenged to really change the goalposts in a meaningful way.
But what does it tell you about the state of the country and the debate over abortion that these kinds of things are coming up again? And again, even though the Supreme Court has already ruled on this issue.
Well, I think it says that there's a lot of sense in the country and certainly in state legislatures that we were just playing it safe before when we were passing laws that restricted access, that said you have to retrofit clinics to look like surgical centers, these requirements that physicians have admitting privileges. That was too little. Let's just end it all. And so it seems to me that it's saying, and I think this loops back to the Planned Parenthood sting videos, there are really, really emboldened legislators out there who say, why are we doing this bite by bite, bit by bit, when we can just do it really in a big and grand way and say in our state there will be no abortion? And I think it this is a real attempt to pressure the court to do away with Roe once and for all.
That's Dahlia Lithwick, who covers courts and the law for Slate. Dahlia, thanks so much as always.
Thank you for having me.